everybody. Sorry about last week. I know we weren't here. That's because I'm very, very busy in my personal life. I won't get into details.
Playing video
but
games,
it is,
I imagine.
It's very awesome. It's a very awesome time and tiring time in my life. And seeing as I'm the main writer and host and only talented one on the show, it's hard. Speaking of talented ones, I'm just joking. Giant Shock's with me tonight.
You call me Brian the Talentless, apparently.
Max Barracuda.
Yeah, I'm here too.
Novus Redemptor.
I'm along for the ride.
No Victor Belmont. Anyway.
Let's just talk about him while he's not here.
Anyway, I am, well, like I said, I am having a rough time. Not a rough time. It's a happy time in my life. But I wanted to come out with the show this week again. And next week we'll be back on track. Right now, let's go over new video games. They're new to me too, because I didn't really look any of them up. But I did take the list. So let's check it out.
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new?
Exciting and new.
Out this week, July 28th to August 1st, The Room for PC. Let's check it out.
Oh, hey, Danny. Nice game.
The Room.
That's my initial thought. Have anything to do with the epic
You should be
movie?
Furiously Googling it if you were any good at this goddamn show.
You don't know what you're talking about.
The Doctor Who adventure game, only for PC. For PC.
Wait, can we go back to The Room for a second? Like, what is that game based on? Is it based on the epic movie?
Yeah.
The epic movie?
What is that, the J-Lo movie?
No.
I'm
no.
sorry.
That's a cell.
You're thinking of, I think, Panic Room, which is Jodie Foster. And The Room is like...
I was thinking of The Cell.
Tommy Wiseau?
I was thinking of The Cell.
Oh, hey, doggy.
Oh, hey, Dan.
Anyway.
You're tearing me apart!
I'm just looking for shit that's...
You're tearing me apart!
I don't understand. Legacy got good reviews. What? The Legends of Heroes. This is gonna be a real shit show tonight.
Rogue Legacy?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Rogue?
You don't know. I should stop asking you.
Adventure through a dangerous, ever-changing castle with generation of brave, strong, and flawed heroes. All right. So it's
like
an epic
Lair.
RPG. It's for PS4, Vita, and PS3. It's looking good. Don't give me that
epic
thumbs down.
Caesar style thumbs down.
Pure Pool for PS4. Yeah, everybody likes a good pool game.
All the fun
everybody
of going to the billiard hall without going.
Everybody loves it. Oh, The Last of Us remastered. All right.
Okay. I already played it though
for PS4, but
is
it's
there any
remastered.
New tidbits in the new one?
No, it looks a lot.
They beef
better.
Up the graphics.
Yeah.
They tend to find out these games are really easy to clean up.
And the movie's coming out soon. It just got cast.
A couple of years.
But I mean, the original.
It didn't get cast.
The original PS3 version
yeah,
did look pretty
Ellie
good.
Ellie got
though.
Cast.
No, that's a rumor.
Ellie got cast.
There's rumors for both characters.
Ellie got cast.
Okay, who is it?
What's her name? Ariana Stark?
Arya, and that's a rumor.
Nah, man, that's her. That's her. Trust me, man.
Anyway.
Trust the guy.
Ratchet and Clank Collection. Sweet. For Vita,
I think Danny has something.
Right? I was gonna say, isn't that one already out? No, I was gonna say before was Last of Us already looked pretty good. How much more can you clean it up?
Well, I guess they made it for the next gen systems. Yeah, you know?
A little.
It's
too
the difference
real.
Between Titanfall for Xbox 360 and Titanfall for Xbox One, which is meager. But
well, it's a summer. I mean, it's just not a big video game time. Everyone's out. You know.
I know, man.
It should be a big video game time. It's when everybody has free time to do stuff.
Speak for yourself.
To do stuff outside.
Kick-Ass 2.
That was like the look of like outside, Brian.
Kick-Ass 2's coming out?
On
this
for a video
week?
Game?
Yeah.
Video game?
I never heard
that
of
that. That movie's
about it.
Like 2 years ago.
It was last year's movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to know why you didn't know that? Because nobody cared about Kick-Ass 2.
Oh, dude, it was awesome.
It was pretty good. It was pretty kick-ass,
I mean,
Danny.
That was... That
it didn't
was...
stop me from watching an illegal copy of the internet.
No,
go to the theater.
I full on rented it. I full on rented it.
The first one was overhyped when I saw it. I was like, wow, this was not good.
Oh, you're just a hater.
Yeah.
I'm not a hater. Just like everyone says, oh, it's an amazing movie.
Jim Carrey, a little bit too much in the movie, but that's it.
Not enough.
He died like in the first half.
Spoilers.
I know.
Not enough.
I don't care.
Whatever. This isn't a movie podcast.
Yeah, it's a video game.
That's about it for what's out this week. Not a big week.
Save your money for next week.
Yeah, save your money for next week when I can actually give you some reviews of some good games. Again, I apologize. lots and lots of stuff going on. Let's see what we're playing, fellas. What's happening? All right, on today's very loose show, Giant Shock, what's happening this week?
I finished up the last chapter of
Wolf Among Us.
The Wolf of Thank you, Danny, for the save. super story based, so I'm not going to give it too much away, but I can't wait for the next season.
Good story?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Cliffhanger?
I'm not going to give much away because it's
a cliffhanger?
I'm just really glad Danny chimed in there because every time you talk about this game, I'm not here. Right. And I'm listening at home and you're like, yeah, the wolf in me.
The wolf on top of me.
And it always sounds so rapey.
Me and
the
wolf together alone in bed. You know that game? I ended up finishing the last chapter. Anyway, it's by the season pass, it's a lot of fun if you like the Telltale games. It's very story driven. I don't have to explain it at this point, but it's a great story and I'm looking forward to the next season. I also what was the other game I rocked?
FIFA.
Oh no! I'm not going to mention FIFA again.
It's like 2 hours.
This last week. The free download was.
I was actually late to the studio today, so they were playing FIFA when I got.
No, we were watching him play FIFA.
Right.
Brutal. We're awesome. Right. Anyway, I think you guys mentioned because you want to hear about it at this point.
It's brutal. They do.
We got a little FIFA news in the news later. So
shut up.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned, Danny and Pete.
This last week was.
Turn off your recording device now.
All right. Anyway, the last like week or something like that, it was a BattleBlock Theater. It was a free download, and I downloaded that, and I was playing that because I saw on Danny's show
Recreational Warfare.
It looked like a pretty fun game, and it's one of those like pretty fun games.
When you go back to playing that again, go to the options, and there's an option for the commentary to turn it up to the highest setting because like all the little tidbits,
who's commenting?
The game talks to you as you're doing stuff.
But the guys who make the games had a YouTube personality named Stamper. I'm not sure what else he does. I think he also wrote some parts of the game. I don't know. But anyway, he does the voice. He's got this kind of comical, cartoony voice. And every time you get a gem or you die, he's always saying something. And it's usually pretty goddamn funny. All
right.
All the cutscenes are pretty funny. He narrates them all. It's all really good.
That's cool, man. I like little tidbits like that.
The game reminds me a lot of, not the game style, but Super Meat Boy, where it's kind of an indie game that's just a lot of fun and it makes you laugh a lot. So, I don't think it's free anymore, but it was free last week, so I was playing that and I was having a good time playing that. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
But I was playing a lot of FIFA Pete.
Yeah. FIFA, baby.
Fucking sweet. All right.
Max, what are we doing?
Nothing.
No,
I got shit going on too.
I know
you
do.
I've been doing Batman challenge maps in my downtime.
Yeah, the challenge maps are actually one of my favorite things to do when I'm chilling out and I had a hard day.
I don't want to commit to anything too harsh, so I just take out a bunch of guys in a stealth map and call it a day.
It's kind of ironic when you guys want to blow off steam. You just want to you had a rough day. You want to chill out and be Batman. The guy's got a rough life.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Everything's better when you're Batman.
Right.
Well, you got a bad love life. Your parents are shot. I mean, everyone hates you.
That's why it's a video game.
You got all that cheddar, though.
You can buy that
money, man. You don't have to go to work I do.
It's you don't want to spend it right. I would...
Fast cars, cool suits. Who doesn't like that,
First
man?
Thing I'd do with my cash would be get out of Gotham City, sell all equity in Gotham, and then just move to the island.
I'd probably move to Metropolis, where shit's being handled, All right, Max. Or Novus, what are you doing?
Usually late night playing Call of Duty Black Ops 2 and Saints Row 3 with a friend.
Saints Row 3, that's funny. Victor just beat that, and he came over my house and told me, I'll speak for him, he just beat 4 in a marathon of 3 days. He said 4 was...
That's a fucking long game.
Dude, 4 is incredible. It's one of my top 3 games.
Yeah.
Well, we've been kind of going through it bit by bit. Because we'll do a mission.
Is that a pun?
And then we'll kind of... No.
Bit by bit.
I got it. We'll go through a mission.
Pixel by pixel?
Then we'll just kind of
understand the
dick
joke,
around
right?
for 20 seconds, 20 minutes.
Dan, you
I get the joke.
Right?
I'm trying to ignore it. But we'll do a mission, we'll dick around for 20 minutes, and then it's I'm tired of going to bed. So it's getting done very, very slowly.
All right.
So, but aside from that, Super Mario 3D World, Rayman Legends, little things like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. I'm just trying to button up some video games. I just buttoned up Guacamelee. It's fun. It's the same game throughout the whole game, but it's fun. Watch Dogs is turned real dark, man. Don't get that for your kids. I went to a human sex auction
And then you went home and played the game, right?
Dude, and then I was like, I gotta go home and play Watch Dogs. No, but you go in there and like you really want to bust it up, you know? And I'm not gonna say whether you do or you don't, or but there's some dark choices in Watch Dogs that I did not see coming. A lot of nudity, what's up, man? How come that wasn't out there?
People love titties. Like,
dude, that is like a rated R, super rated R.
It's like Taken.
NC-17 maybe, and I didn't even know, man. But it's as an adult gamer who can handle that kind of thing, it's cool to go into that dark world and you know come out and I don't know. It's always
feel bad about yourself about the money you spend in the auction.
I guess, man. Yeah. I got a plethora of people. I don't see that coming. No, it's not like that. You're
gotta go to the clinic.
Obviously, you're undercover. But I just want to say a quick note. All these free roam games, it's like so much harder when you're the good guy. Because you don't want to run people over, and you're like, oh my god, a pedestrian.
There's nothing more boring in a sandbox game than obeying traffic laws.
Mm. You don't have to do that. Mercifully, it's still the Grand Theft Auto rules, where you just nobody notices that you're on the wrong side of the fucking road and the sidewalks. And
I
stuff
never
like that.
Play as a good guy in anything. It's just
Watch Dogs, you have to, though. Yeah, you are the good guy.
It's always harder, but somehow more rewarding to be the good guy.
No, in Watch Dogs, it's kind of easier for the fact that there is a certain meter, and if the public hates you, they'll call the cops whenever they see you.
Right.
And okay, the cops are impossible to
get rid of. So it's like Fable when you accidentally kill a villager and then you're never welcome in that village again?
Yeah, but imagine the entire world is that village.
Okay.
It's hard. All right, so that's what I'm playing. That's what we're all playing. Hopefully we get a little something new next week. I don't know, though.
Working on it?
Yeah. I mean, I've been playing an iOS game that's pretty fun.
It's this summer.
Heroes of... I know. Summertime. All right, so let's hit the news up. That says new, not news.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone. Bad news, everyone.
You not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
All that Yui remind me about a week ago. I saw Yui lose in the news. They played at Citi Field, and you'd expect to be like, buddy. Eight people would say. Like 15,000 people were staying for the news, man.
Yeah. Oh, they played after a baseball game?
Yeah, everyone went to the game to go see Yui, and it was awesome.
They played after? They didn't play before?
They played after the game. You went to the game, you saw them, you saw the baseball game, then you stayed for the show. It was awesome. They still rock, you know, 30 years after the fact.
All right.
That's what the Mets do to get asses in seats. Free news.
Hey, guys, how would you like a little news? Anyway, speaking of news, EA is doing a very cool thing. I think it's cool. Some people think it's whack. EA unveiled a subscription service for only Xbox One that allows free all-you-can-play access to Battlefield 4, Peggle 2, FIFA 2014, and Madden 25, and plans to add many more games. It's $5 a month or $30 a year, and you get those games for free.
You just get the game
so
for free.
It's like it's like the games for gold.
It's
thing,
only it's only the beta right now. It's like, it's like Gamefly, but for only EA games.
That's a good price.
That's awesome.
If it updated Madden every year, that's well worth it. $30 a year.
Well, that'd be great. Like
doing it now, you can sign up.
Do you still have to buy the game itself?
No.
You just all right. That's the shit.
Not all EA games, but
FIFA and Madden, right?
FIFA and Madden right now, yeah.
The two best ones.
I would... Well, we'll discuss it. This is why I chose this. But I would imagine... It's still in beta form. Yeah, they're going to throw that to you now. But I would imagine when the new Madden comes out, you might get it. I would think, knowing EA, that they would do some sort of delay.
Very wary of this, because it is EA.
EA.
When have they ever done anything generous?
Oh, maybe they had so much bad, like, you know, publicity that they want to do something good.
I like that you see the bright side in people.
I think that they're just testing it out, because EA was always the leader for digital downloads. Remember, they were the ones who tried to charge us for playing online in their servers.
That's exactly it. They led the forefront in all this extra money being dropped on video games. They're not going to.
Well, let me tell you what else you get. Let me tell you what else you get. You get 10% off any downloaded digital content, period, from EA. Limited access to EA releases 5 days early. And limited access means that you only get a certain amount of time. We've all played those not betas, but demos where it's the full game, but it's only like an hour or 2 hours, you know, just really get to test out the game, which I prefer because I get to see the finishing. But if you're an EA Access member, you get to download it 5 days before the release and play it for a limited time. On the website, I checked out the website. I did check that out because I was actually excited about it. And they have pictures of Plants vs. Zombie 2, Garden Warfare, Need for Speed, UFC game, NBA Live, and Dragon Age Inquisition, which all, they're not available right now for the beta, but I think they're testing the water, and this is unique, man. This is cool. I think this is cool.
That'd be great. If you could subscribe to a certain game maker and just get their library, that'd be awesome.
I think they're trying to see how many people would do it, how much money they would make.
I mean, sign me up.
I'm going to sign up, man, just for free FIFA and...
I'm not sure who even like pays for the actual discs and distribution, but I mean, if you could cut all that out, you would save a ton of money right there. It would equal, I think it would equal.
I would have to think that they make more than $5 per hard copy, though.
Well, after talking to Jay in the last interview, they were still charging him, you know, for $50-something per unit.
Yep.
So
yep.
I mean,
see last show for the interview on Owner Game Hut.
I mean, so if they're charging that much, if you're not going to buy a super mass quantity, then I mean, how much could they possibly be making on these things? You know,
I don't know, but I mean, I like this idea. I like the concept.
I think, I mean, in the next 5-7 years, I think everything's just going to be digital at this point.
I got a lot of subscriptions already on my link to my Xbox. I have Amazon video service. I have the Hulu video service. I have Netflix.
I have. I mean, it's a little off topic because it's not video game related, but The Simpsons, I have all their DVDs, and I heard they're coming out of the app that you get the whole Simpsons library and the movies and all the extras.
It's like what the WWE does.
Yeah, now. Basically, yeah. For however.
Yeah, but dude, WWE took a bath on that.
Well, that's...
They're losing money for pay-per-views.
They lost maybe $200 to $300 million on that deal.
Probably, because every... I mean,
I know they did.
I mean, mad people would order the pay-per-view every month, and now you're getting every pay-per-view for $120 a month.
Well, they're still figuring this model out, but it's iffy.
I mean, they're going to up the price, I imagine. But, you know, I think it'd be cool if, like, you know, anything you like, you get a little, you just buy the yearly subscription to it, and you just get full access to everything they have.
All right, well, Sony actually came out and was asked why they didn't adopt it, and they said that it just wasn't a good value for the gamers, that people already pay for PlayStation Plus, and they don't want to screw anyone. I don't think they're screwing anyone. I don't have to do it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, an extra little subscription's not bad. And, you know, Sony, you have Netflix, and Netflix isn't free on you guys, so I don't know who you guys are kidding.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the drop.
I'm excited about it. I'm hoping that the new Madden comes up every year. I would do it.
Maybe they.
I don't think it would
EA
be $30.
Either.
Yeah, maybe they don't trust EA either. Right. A lot of people get screwed on Sony.
I don't trust EA.
The price is subject to change.
Jump if anything.
I think it'd probably be more like $10 a month to get their whole library, like at least that.
But it's not their whole library. I know for fact. It says specifically that Titanfall is not
FIFA
included.
And Madden. It's like their whole library.
But Titanfall.
EA is huge. It's not
EA
just sports.
EA is huge. You're, not,
I get it,
you're
these,
thinking
these,
of EA
you're
sports.
You're thinking
of
EA
it's
sports.
In the
games. They're best-selling games, though. Like Titanfall, like it's not a series yet. You know what I'm saying? Like they do have Dead Space and some other games, but they basically their bread and butter is
but
Madden.
They got their hands in every genre.
Yeah.
They got their half the mobile games I have are EA.
Yeah,
like,
EA's
everything. So it's,
if it's
Madden
game,
is a huge number.
I like it, man. I like where this is going.
Everything.
I like where this is going. I like this idea.
Cool.
I think I'm going to sign up for the beta, at least test it out.
Well, let me know how it goes.
I will. I wonder if I get achievements for
it.
I would think so.
If it's good, I'll jump in. But
it's cool.
Wait, so which system was it for again?
Only
Xbox
One.
Oh, so I got to wait anyway.
Yeah. Right, so...
eventually.
Other financial news. Oh, Danny, actually, thanks for sending me that story.
I saw your thing, by the way.
I didn't write it.
No, I was going to say something. I thought you were talking about a different financial story on the back of your paper.
Oh, Nintendo?
Yeah, I saw
yeah,
that.
I'm going to. We're going into financials right now for all our business savvy associates or listeners or whatever. Mm-hmm. Danny sent me that story about we've been keeping up with Crytek.
Mm-hmm.
And they're done, man.
Well, I heard a follow-up after I sent you that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like... they're now like they're not developing anything, but they are overseeing the development of their stuff by other people.
Last week, well, 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks ago, I apologize to everyone for that. We talked about Cryotech really putting their bread and butter in Homefront, And they just sold it.
Yep.
They just sold Homefront.
The writing was on the wall.
I know.
Yeah, they were.
We kinda... even said that 2 weeks ago.
The only game that they really have that you were all about was that the game with the guy with the
Crysis. And I haven't heard anything about it, so hopefully
that,
they sell
that,
the franchise.
That entity will get bought.
They'll sell the franchise, I bet. Yeah. EA, maybe.
And maybe we'll get a
$30
little
a year, huh? Yeah.
Looking good, EA.
It is open. All right, so, yeah, Crytek, I mean, they haven't officially closed the doors, but...
Well, no, because like I said, like they sold off Homefront, the new Homefront, to Deep Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Deep Silver is a name that I've been hearing a lot more lately.
Deep Silver is the Saints Row games, isn't it?
I think so. But the first time I came across them was Dead Island, and I was like, oh no.
Oh,
yeah.
Dead Island. Yeah.
That was my. That was the first time I actually knew that they were doing something, and I was like, oh no, this not these guys. But they sold off.
The game's pretty much finished, the Homefront game.
But yeah, they pretty much just sold it off to them. They're taking care of it. But from what I understand, anything else that Crytek previously had involvement in, they're overseeing for other companies.
Like, well, I always go back to them, but like Sonic the Hedgehog? With Sega?
I guess so. Yeah, it's like, you know, here's our property. Do what you're going to do with it. We're going to keep an eye on it.
The most beloved yet overrated... character.
Of all time. But he's a little Sonic figure right here.
I know, man. He looks mad at me. I'm sorry, buddy.
Well, at least
he's got attitude.
At least he doesn't have like the evil red one though, with the blood from him from his eyes from the bootlegged version.
Is there a bootleg version with an evil red?
There's that pirated image.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I thought you were talking about Shadow.
Yeah, yeah. No, we talked about this once. It was if you pirated the game, it gave you like this creepy version of Sonic.
Oh yeah.
I was like, at least it's not that.
Well, I think that was
I would
Sonic...
actually pay extra for that. From Go Pop.
I think that was Sonic the History.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was a while ago, too.
All right, nice. Anyway, Nintendo financial news. Now, with Mario Kart 8 flying off the shelves, Smash Brothers news whipping everybody up into a frenzy.
It only sold, like, an additional, 6 million systems?
The Amiibo figures getting people who love plastic crap all over their living room all hot. It's a good time to be Nintendo. It's a good time to be Nintendo.
I did make the proclamation like a week ago that I am seriously considering Wii U.
Everyone's seriously considering it.
But they're still losing a ton of money.
This quarter...
There's a number.
This quarter, shareholders had to endure a loss of 9.924 billion yen.
That's
like $17
million. No, just before everybody gets all hot... It's not as much as you think. It's actually only $97 million. That's still a lot of fucking money to lose.
It's still a lot of fucking money. And for them, even though they have tons of money, it's still...
They're only video games, though.
You say,
they have no computer division or DVD division or...
What's the... what time range is the quarter that we're talking about?
Quarter of a year.
Okay, so you're saying...
3 months.
April to June, July...
Yes. Okay. The end of July.
Okay. Because
you're not talking about a good quarter, then.
No.
Okay. Also, Mario Kart came out in the middle of that quarter.
That's what I'm saying. All these things that are coming out that are getting the hype aren't out yet.
So also, but like that number,
$97 million in 3 months, fellas.
But I'm just saying, two months ago, I'm sure that number would have been significantly worse. Mario Kart has pushed it up, perhaps not that much.
Not as much as you're thinking, Danny.
But it has pushed it up a little bit. Like I said, they probably only sold an extra 6 million consoles, if that.
Well, my argument with it for getting one was it has at least 5 or 6 games that I really want, which is 5 or 6 more than I want on any other system right now.
And it's also, it's a little bit cheaper than the rest of them.
Yep.
Is it how much? That shit was like, when you bought it, it was pretty expensive.
The Wii U?
Yeah.
It's 300.
I got it for 200.
It's 300 in a bundle. So you get like 2 games and possibly an extra controller or something.
I know I'm going to get a Zelda or 2 out of it, and I'm going to get a Smash Brothers, and I'm going to get a
Mario Kart. I think you're in the minority where like you have no interest in any online gameplay.
It doesn't. It's still. I'm getting things I like.
But also I have some interest in online gameplay, but just the games that I've been hearing about, I'm like as far as like Xbox One and PS4, they're not making me say I must have this system.
No, not one game is.
I mean, I eventually want a PS4.
Particularly like competitive gameplay.
Doesn't matter. What is drawing you? What do you break out your systems for? I'm saying, what do you got, an Xbox One and a PS4, you guys played Titanfall for a month, maybe.
No, I still play it.
I know for a fact Shock doesn't.
I mean, I don't play that, but I mean, I played the one game I bought for $65. I played about $3,000 worth, so like...
Right. Now, I will eventually get a PS4.
Isn't that a 360, though?
Well, yeah.
Okay, there you go. So,
well, like, my friends have a one, though. That's why I bought
that. But what I'm saying is, of the new consoles, there's nothing pulling me in.
No, not yet. Not
really. 360, I'll play all day. PS3, I'll play all day.
Even the one game that like I specifically geared myself towards PS4 for, which was Kingdom Hearts 3, is coming out multi-platform.
Yeah.
But in between the two systems...
I don't think it's coming out on the Wii, bro.
I don't care.
I don't think it's coming out for another few years.
In between the two main systems, Xbox One and PS4, or Xbox and PlayStation, I always prefer PlayStation, so that's the one I'm likely to get.
I actually have to agree with you. I'm always an Xbox guy, but as the early interpretations, for me at least, I have to go PS4 at this point.
I mean, it's just, like, I just lean towards Sony in general because, you know, I've had the PlayStation and the PS3 I've had, and I just prefer the games on there. I prefer their IPs, you know, their exclusives, I mean. I prefer all those for PlayStation, so I would gear more towards a PlayStation 4 because I have a feeling that in the long run, they will impress me more.
That just depends on what kind of gamer you are.
Exactly.
I'm a very competitive online gamer.
I do like playing a lot of online games. It's just that... generally, in the past, I've preferred PlayStation. I mean, their online community isn't as...
Right, but you prefer story-based games.
Not necessarily. All
right.
Because, like, you know, I've been playing the Call of Duty games. Story of those, meh.
Yeah.
But online, I have a lot of fun. When I play with a group, I have a ton of fun.
Well, it's all a different flavor. Some people like coffee, some people like tea, and some people suck at online games.
I break even every time. Thank you.
Anyway, next story. The Gamer X convention. The Gamer convention, which is held in San Francisco, GAYMERX. It's for gay gamers, and they almost cut the shaft this week.
Oh, that's a pun. I like it.
Who wrote that joke? That's terrible. What was that? Was that me?
Yes.
Anyway, game publisher NIS America stepped away from their $3,000 pledge to cover cost for the convention.
$3,000 pledge? What kind of shitty pledge is that?
I don't know, but I know that
I could afford that pledge. That's not a pledge at all.
People went ballistic. Hey, it can't be that big.
Like, why, guys? Well,
the question is, why did they step away?
They put it out there that they weren't going to pay the $3,000 after the convention was already held July 11th.
Oh, so it already happened.
It already happened July 11th to July 13th, and I guess they had a hard time getting the money from them. So then they said, no, they're yesterday, they said, no, we're not paying it. And by today, after the supporters for the event, including Matt Kahn, who is the founder of the event, which is perfect because his last name's Kahn.
Kahn!
He basically set the web on fire with heated remarks.
Flaming on.
Anyway, they came out today and they coughed up the dough and they said it was just a misunderstanding. I don't know how it was a misunderstanding when they said probably, flat out, we're not paying.
They probably got all ticked off when they pledged their $3,000. Like 10 people showed up and they were like, yo, guys, come on.
I don't know how I'll look into how many people showed up. But.
Quick question before you continue. Did you just like write down all these puns and underline them so you can giggle to yourself? Yeah. Came out.
Shaft.
No.
Shaft.
There's no underlining. It's all Freudian slips.
Dan was there.
You're going to get some backlash for that.
I know. You suck at online games. Anyway. Or phasing anyone in real life. Anyway, Kahn apologized for... as soon as they paid it, Matt Kahn apologized for bringing it to the situation to public so quickly. And apparently the decision wasn't run up the ladder to the top, is what he said. That somebody just blatantly came out and said, look, we're not doing it. But there was a bunch of companies like Devolver Digital and the creator of Thomas Was Alone, Mike Bithell. And
is that a game?
Yeah, Thomas Was Alone is a game, as well as Goat Simulator from Coffee Stain Studios. They all said that they would pay $3,000 next. So it actually worked out better in their favor.
So other people stepped out?
they stepped up. They said they'd pay for next year. But at the same time, I've seen Thomas Was Alone and Goat Simulator. You guys hit gold on accident. I wouldn't be donating too much money to, like, you
Goat
know.
Simulator was pretty funny.
But it's, Goat Simulator is cool. I don't think they're going to hit it again.
But it's kind of a fluke, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, they got by the same way a Nicolas Cage movie.
You might need that $3,000, fellas.
Sharknado.
I was going to say, yeah, like the perfect fluke.
Like, it's stupid that you can't help but check it out.
Sharknado is a good example. Sharknado, everyone's like, oh, Sharknado t-shirts. Oh, Sharknado was niche. And then they're like, yeah, you love that. You love Sharknado too, right? And they're like, no.
I think the second one's on tonight.
Yeah.
And didn't they decide to just go crazy Hollywood with the second one?
Yeah, nobody is.
Actually, it's being filmed in Citi Field. It's Kate's place on the East Coast now.
They take up Huey Lewis in the news.
Yeah.
That would be awesome to see him get eaten by a shark.
Don't eat money! Ah!
Going back in time.
All right. And last little bit. If anyone has ever wondered how much it costs to put an indie game on Xbox One, I have.
Like 50,000?
$5,000.
That's not bad.
No. Well, they probably, definitely with that $5,000, they get a percentage of whatever you sell, like a good percent.
Jamie Fristrom, the creator of 60 Second Shooter, which was a, 60 Second Shooter Prime, my bad, who was the latest indie game on Xbox One of the limited titles when they said that they were going to have it coming out the wazoo, pretty much came out and said, here's a breakdown, and it's about $5,000 for me to put my game on there. So that's cool.
You probably don't see in front of you, but how much of a percentage of the sales does Xbox get compared to what you
he
get?
Did not. I know he didn't put that up there. It was just how much to get it out there immediately.
Isn't also part of the problem and it with
didn't
indie
it
games?
Did it didn't come up with development
Isn't
costs
part
either,
of the problem
just to get
with
it
indie games. Like if you have to patch it, they charge you to patch it too.
Didn't mention that either.
Okay, because I think that's what happened with Fez or something. Some games.
Fez was a glitchy game.
Dude. Yeah, because like they tried to fix it, but the thing is like putting up the patch cost them some X amount of money, and they couldn't pay it. So they're like, okay, well, it's glitchy. You're gonna have to deal with it.
Maybe
sorry.
That's what happened to Battlefield 4. EA.
No,
you guys just suck.
that's why they're putting it up on your little EA subscription thing.
Yeah, I know. I won't even bother downloading that again. All right, so that's about That's about it for the news. Let's take a test.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Test your might.
And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bryce's ass so hard.
This is only a test.
All right. On tonight's very loose show that everyone's either going to hate or love. I don't know. Maybe everyone's going to like the looser concept.
Love it.
Probably not. Anyway, taglines again. Anyone remember the tagline quiz? It's the name of the game, and you know that little sentence underneath it that everybody misses. That's going to be featured tonight.
All right. How many questions?
One question. Is it winner takes all?
Just use the last question.
I actually have a whole host. I probably have 20 of them in front of me.
Okay, so just skip to number 20, because that's always the important one.
Right.
Let's roll, Dan.
Somebody sounds bitter.
Yikes.
Got a few extra salt packets in my pocket today.
You've definitely taken
this
the salty
This is a low-sodium show, Dan.
All right, I don't have much for after this. I know Danny's got a little something.
Yeah, something quick.
So
and his hand's already locked and loaded.
I'm ready to lose this one.
All right.
All right.
The hell was that?
It's a joke that's off the air.
All right. All right. So I guess we'll do 12. Let's do 12 questions, man. Mm-hmm. A big beefy quiz.
How about 13? Lucky 13.
13 questions.
All right. Lucky 13.
All right. First one. The world's largest army of superheroes is under your control. Giant Shock.
Injustice?
Negative. No. Lose 1 point.
Oh, we're losing points now, too? All right. Rough.
No.
I'm going to go Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
All right.
I was going to guess DC Universe Online.
Nope.
You would have guessed wrong.
That's why I put my hand down.
V blank, which is the game title, which was in the tag. Anyway. Are lubricated by the blood of soldiers. The game title are lubricated by the blood of soldiers, which is kind of a dark one.
I'm going to say the Gears of War.
All right.
Oh, man.
Novus is on the board.
I lost altogether now. Didn't get the Gears of War one. That's a rough one.
I'm looking for easier ones so I can do the harder ones later.
It's good audio.
Mm-hmm.
Evil is powerful.
Yeah, it is.
But courage is solid. Giant Shock.
Metal Gear Solid.
Which one?
Are you fucking for real, man?
one, two, three,
or four.
The first one.
Four.
Four.
And we're zero. We're back to zero. Anyway.
With the assist.
Yeah. Have ye what it takes.
Yeah, whatever. Fable.
I just gave you a fucking point. Negative. I just threw you a cookie. Anyway.
He'll get it back, don't worry.
Right. Have ye what it takes.
That could be a lot of things.
This is actually out of context. Like, when I saw this one,
like a ye old English game.
When I saw this one, I was like, really? Was this on the game? And I looked it up, and it was. Have ye what it takes. Very famous game. No one?
It could be too many things.
Yeah.
Legends of Zelda, the original Ocarina of Time.
See,
really?
Yeah, I never even talked in old English.
Yeah, I was gonna say like that has no.
It was, I know
it has like no bearing.
That's
on
why their timeline's all jacked up because they have their language. They don't.
It was on the original thing, man.
Whoever wrote that never played the game.
I know.
He's like,
know.
Wait a minute. They're like, what happened? This isn't in old English.
Yeah, Zelda's the guy, right?
They saw a sword, shield, castle, and went, oh, English.
Verily, this must be the greatest tagline.
All right. Oh, some of these are too easy, man. I don't think I can do 12. Let's do 10. Or 13. Let's do 10. We're done with 5. All right. You never know who you will run into next. And this was on the last quiz that I did. You never know who you'll run into next.
Sounds really familiar.
The game has been mentioned tonight.
Is that
how you feel about it? Tonight. Do you have an air leak of some kind?
That wasn't me.
Oh, was it?
I'm laughing at his meek half raising of a hand.
I'm sorry. Answer the question, Pete.
You never know who you will run into next.
This is the
anybody. Mm. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Kingdom Hearts. The original Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah,
kind of makes sense, right?
Well, that's not true. Definitely gonna run into some Disney person, like
no Square Enix. Also,
oh, Scar the Lion from the Lion King,
or Square Soft at that point, right? Wasn't it still Square Soft?
No, Square Enix. I think
at that point, with Kingdom Hearts 1,
was it
Square Soft? I believe.
Yeah, I kind of missed the point where it became Square Enix, so I don't know.
Right. All right. Sinners, welcome.
There.
Giant Shock.
Max Payne.
Why would it be Max
Payne? I don't know.
Also, another game mentioned on tonight's podcast.
Oh, so it takes out what I was thinking.
I want to guess, but I don't want to lose my points. So
I don't really care about losing points.
Anyone was thinking about Devil May Cry? Is that what you're saying?
No. I have a different idea. That game was not mentioned. I just don't want to lose my point.
It wasn't. All right, so 5, 4, 3.
Can we just go like...
I'm just gonna go for it.
All right,
the Saints Row.
That was my guess. So,
Fortune Favors the Bold, Danny.
I know. I don't want to lose my point. And lose by one.
Not so much there, Rise.
I guess, except for Giant. Okay, this one I know was on the last quiz also, but I love it. One giant step on mankind.
Ooh.
We did it. I don't think Novus was here for that
probably
test.
Not.
One giant step for mankind.
On mankind. This was actually the final question on the last quiz from what I recall. One giant step on mankind.
I stop drinking during these things.
This is the loosest show we've had, I think.
I just don't know it. I can't even think of a game that can resemble it.
Three, two,
I have thoughts, but I'm not sure.
One.
Now that it's
you can
no
guess
point, what did you think it was?
It sounded like, you know, like Alien Hominid or Gears of War.
Destroy all humans.
Destroy all
humans. Ah, damn it.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
Right. I just kept thinking Mars Attacks, man. I was like,
that's basically the game.
Which is the game.
Only you're an alien that talks like Jack Nicholson.
All right, let me get an easy one for you guys.
You feeling bad for us now?
Behold. Rapture. Novus Redemptor.
Bioshock. I was waiting for like
what can't you slip in like a go la 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 la?
It's not FIFA, damn it.
I know.
Okay. And I mean I could throw out Gotta Catch 'Em All too, baby. Alright. One last one and then the final.
Really
it's a
hard.
Zombie apocalypse. Bring friends. Giant Shock.
Oh, that game Lou plays every day. Left 4 Dead.
We're back on the board with negative two.
Make it really hard.
And the final. Pretty much between Novus and Max.
I bet negative two.
It's 2-2. So
everyone can bet 2 points.
Everyone can bet 2 points. Pull the trigger. Fuck. You should be able to figure it out.
Chrono Trigger?
Oh, that's a good guess. Wrong. Good guess. Good guess. I can deal with it.
Pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm. Pull the trigger.
Oh, if they don't guess it, I want to guess it again.
All right. All
right. Now I got Chrono Trigger. That was good.
That was good.
That would have been a good tagline.
Right. We're 99 Bullets. Remember that game? 99 Bullets? That would have been good, too.
But a bitch ain't one.
Right. Fellas, are we going to end in a tie? Is someone going to go for it?
Fortune favors the bold, Danny. I can't know, because I can't think of anything that would actually have that.
I'll answer if you answer. Like, let's both take a stab
at it. Like, I literally can't think of anything specific, because I'm trying to think, like, what... Where would that be important?
Like pull the trigger?
Yeah, like I mean, like I'll explain after because I can't think of anything. So
you can't think of anything you would want to pull the trigger on?
Plenty, but no, I can't think of anything for a game.
Yep. Max, you look like you want to try.
I have a couple in my head, but they're really random.
All right, I'm gonna give it the countdown. Then you guys can do the bitches die in history. One, two. Three.
Damn it, it's...
Four?
No.
Five.
Is it Borderlands?
It's not.
Oh.
It's not. That was a heavy gun game, though.
See, I'm caught up on obscure games.
Anybody? What were the thoughts, if you had to guess on
I'm trying to think of any game where...
Before you both got disqualified for being pussies and Giant Jock took the win.
I'm trying to think of any game where, like a pivotal point in it is someone being like,
not answered,
held
not
by gunpoint. Like, something very important.
By the way, Chrono Trigger really dropped the ball right there.
And it's going to be something that like I'm not even thinking of. Or
say the game's over.
I know, I'm just saying.
GoldenEye.
I'm on gun-related, you know, the game Gun.
Or Gun. The game Gun.
It was Gun?
Yeah.
It was Damn Gun. It, because I was like, Gun, Red Dead Revolver? Yeah, why would it be that?
Just
it would be Red
so
Dead Redemption.
Gun. That just sounds so, like...
I liked Gun.
Obvious.
Gun was good.
That Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
Well... Well, I don't think I even played the game. So
that's a moral victory for me.
The Giant Shock win.
Good on you.
All right.
For your expert crafting of the new Chrono Trigger series tagline.
Pull the trigger.
We're actually going to go into a top five. Danny's done, what, three top fives? Only one has been aired?
Yeah. Well, no. I've done three, but two have been aired. The only one that didn't get aired was the Mario Kart one.
Which ones did get aired?
Yeah,
they're all same.
They're all bad.
All right, Danny, whisk us away.
All right, I also want five. I want to do kind of like a bit of discussion for this too.
Yeah, cool, man.
Okay, so
I'm about that.
I said top five movies that need to be made into games. We all know that a lot of licensed games tend to kind of suck.
Oh, yeah, dude. And we've had a lot of games that need to be turned into movies, but I don't think we've ever went the other way.
Yeah, so I came up with a couple of them. And the discussion I want to have is what kind of game do you think it should be? If we were
just nice.
To, okay?
Nice.
So this is not going to be like in a any sort of order. It's just five that I figured were the best. So first, Shaun of the Dead. Figure it's, you know, all the things with zombies going on right now. If anything, make a mod to Dead Rising with Shaun of the Dead characters.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the mod would be cool.
Yeah, like something like that. You know, just some sort of...
Or Left 4 Dead, perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Because
pretty little Left 4 Dead.
Because Dead Rising is the perfect template.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. You could play as Nick Frost, just going around smashing people. But I mean, considering the fact that the zombies are so big, The Walking Dead is big, and
have
everything.
A good time.
And that movie kind of like preceded the big rise of it recently.
Yeah,
I feel like
Safe House is the Winchester.
Yeah,
that would be a good move. In my thoughts, because another zombie game at this point would not interest me if I had to relearn the characters. Which, but I do love that movie.
Which is why I said like doing it as maybe a mod would be good. You know, that way it's
a little DLC might not hurt.
Yeah,
a little DLC might not hurt.
Exactly. Next one, I said Firefly, Serenity. It's TV, but you know,
yeah,
Serenity.
They have a super fan base.
I heard they're getting an MMO.
I heard they're reuniting for something soon.
What I heard at a Comic-Con this year was they're doing an online game.
Oh, then that sounds about good.
Yeah, oh my god,
that's what I want.
I forgot in the news, but we'll talk about it in Shooting the Breeze.
Okay.
But the Assassin's Creed booth.
I saw the trailer for that though.
Incredible.
Yeah, but
Rob Zombie thing.
I can't wait. Nope, I'll tell you.
But for Firefly Serenity, I feel like Joss Whedon can write enough of a story, a lore, and a universe for that. They can make it as big as something like, you know, Mass Effect.
Yeah, or my favorite sci-fi game, which nobody gives a shit about because
Mass Effect is better.
No, because they went broke, was Advent Rising.
Advent Rising was cool, but Mass Effect.
I don't think I played that, so better. I need to see it. So
I did.
Mass Effect is better because it became better. Advent Rising, if it would have been given a trilogy.
Amazing for its time, and kind of a precursor to Mass Effect.
Thank you.
Well, somebody let me borrow it so I can play it.
Swish!
Yeah.
But I think that kind of story, that kind of those characters can be put onto a grand scale of Mass Effect.
And you don't have to worry about, like, dopey alien species, because they didn't have any. Reavers.
No, you know, like, all you had to do was worry about different factions of people.
You have your Reavers and your, you know.
Yeah.
Your doopy loopies, let's go.
Doopy loopies.
Next one, I thought Snatch would be a fun, or a lot of the Guy Ritchie movies, Snatch in particular would be fun in a Grand Theft Auto kind of gameplay
style. Hell yes.
I think in a fighting style. I haven't seen like an open world such as Power Stone or the old Unfortunate backyard wrestling games, which were kind of fun anyway. The open world fighting game.
Oh, Caesar, but thumbs down from Brian.
But for Snatch, I wouldn't say that.
Not though. For Power Stone. No,
I want what you're saying.
Wrestling. Yeah,
I want an open world game in like London underworld.
Because the way that the movies
they
play
had
out,
the getaway and
well, no was, guns in London. That might be fun.
Well, in the getaway, you had guns. It was basically GTA, but for
no. But I'm saying in Snatch, you know, in Snatch, the game that we're making right now, no guns.
Yeah, I'm saying there was an underworld London game called Getaway. It was level based. It wasn't super open world like that, but it was kind of the same thing. It was a lot of fun.
Well, Grand Theft Auto had the London, and they had guns
like
all over
Nintendo
them.
Or
because
something
of the
like
no, because of the fact Nintendo. That a lot of like the Guy Ritchie movies, they go between all these different stories, do what you did with GTA 5, and just switch between them all.
A lot of characters,
and kind of develop the story with all
okay.
that
subplots.
Yeah.
Because there's always so much going on. In
keep
one of
that
those
humor.
Maybe yeah. get all yeah. the Guy Ritchie yeah. movies together for one big Guy Ritchie love fest.
Could game. Do that. Well, yeah. Yeah, just get a game that he writes and in some way directs. Because, like, you know, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels is essentially the precursor to Snatch. It's this, like, very similar movie.
It's all the same world.
Where does Rock and Roll fit in?
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that yet? That's just bar my copy.
That's, like, what, 6 years ago or something?
That's a long time ago.
I haven't seen it yet, so. Next one, Boondock Saints. I feel like that's a no-brainer for me.
Oh, yeah.
I feel they had a game.
I think they have a game, but it's a mobile game or something like that.
It's not like a for real game.
Yeah,
it's not a decent game.
But I think
it's like the Game of Thrones game that everybody's waiting for, but they came out well on it.
Telltale's making a game.
That's a Telltale.
I know, which is going to be sick.
I think that Boondock Saints could get a third-person over-the-shoulder shooter.
I want to see it more like a Hitman.
I want to see where you have to
kind of break into places,
kind of like half stealth and half.
You're thinking shooting. Like Drake's Fortune, though, right?
I haven't played
Uncharted.
Yeah. No, I don't see that as an Uncharted at all.
I think that's what he's thinking of, though.
Honest to God, I would like that to be the first really awesome Kinect game. Like you just part.
I don't know about this.
Okay, oh, come on, man.
I want to use an example.
You popping shots with Rocco, and you're like, "Fuck ass."
I want to use an example.
That sounds like an awful game.
Yeah,
but I know the example.
It sounds like Duck Hunt with curses.
The example that I want to use is a bad game, but Kane and Lynch.
That had a couple sequels in
that, it. I only played Dead Men, the first one.
Okay, the second one I played, and I did not like it. I don't know anything about Dead Men, unfortunately.
Yeah, Boondock Saints had a game on Xbox 360, at least.
But Kane and Lynch wasn't bad.
It was yicky.
It was interesting. Like, it had two interesting protagonists.
The characters were cool. I played it also on the hardest difficulty, so it was just really annoying.
Well, you
and
look
stupid.
Like Lynch, so
I know. I made that joke in my video, actually. But that style, that kind of, I don't want to say shaky cam, but just like
in the first game.
Yeah,
shaky cam they put into the second game,
which was a dumb idea,
and it
was bad,
nauseating.
But that idea
they did shaky cam in the game?
Lynch too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They tried to give
like
it that
Hunger Game shaky game?
Yeah, like someone's following you around with a camera.
That makes me sick sometimes.
It's terrible. Yeah. You can turn it off, which I did after a little while, but that kind of gameplay style would be kind of cool for a Boondock Saints game.
It'd be fun.
Which, I, from what I understand, the third one's being written now, allegedly.
Because nobody asked for it.
I did. Finally, I couldn't go with one.
That's why they're writing it, Dan.
I couldn't go with like necessarily one in particular. But like anything Quentin Tarantino or Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah, Dustin Dawn needs a game. That's both.
I think Reservoir Dogs more than anything.
Reservoir Dogs.
That's really such a tight story.
Django. Inglorious Bastards.
Dustin Dawn screams game. It's
Dustin Dawn.
Bunch of vampires.
No. But the thing is, Dustin Dawn and Reservoir Dogs are like a central location movie. Like it's like one spot.
There's no real action in Reservoir Dogs.
Like the guy torches the dude in the chair, and then he like there's the they shoot.
They,
the
it'd be Sean fun
Penn's
to
brother.
Do the bank
yeah, but
robbery.
You never see the robbery in the movie,
right?
So
I,
don't do the thing like the Godfather game did, where you have to go cut the head off a horse.
Okay, well,
ruin the whole mystique of the whole thing.
Why you didn't know somebody cut that head off?
No, but you don't want to be the one doing it.
Okay, well, I picked specifically Kill Bill because you can have basically like take the Deadpool game.
Kill Bill had movies too, but take games too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did you see the video that somebody made the
they
AK
suck,
Kill Bill?
Though. They suck.
No, they didn't make a Kill Bill game.
I'm pretty sure they didn't.
I'm pretty sure they didn't.
I think I looked it up to write this.
Yeah, look
but
that
also,
up.
But also, furthermore, because Robert Rodriguez has a close working relationship with Tarantino, I said Desperado or Machete.
Machete kills.
Hack and slash.
Machete would be hysterical.
Machete don't tweet.
Just that would be a historical game, and Desperado would be a pretty.
Desperado
game.
Would be cool.
Okay,
I could see that. El Mariachi.
Yeah, yeah. Not so much Once Upon a Time.
No. Get to be a blind Johnny Depp.
Yeah. And I had an honorable mention, which doesn't really count because it's technically a comic, but
yeah, Kill Bill had a side scroller on PC.
Really?
Ew. On a PC.
Actually, that doesn't look too bad. It looks like a...
It looks fine. It looks like Double Dragon.
But I'm just talking about like a full-on, like, on-console...
That's your Kinect game.
There's your Kinect game. But the honorable mention, a good Superman game based on the Man of Steel mythos.
Impossible.
Wait, you can't make a Man of Steel game.
They just made a good movie.
You can't
took them 40 years.
We went... Were you guys... were you on the show, Danny, when I went over how you could possibly make a good Superman game?
It was probably before my time. I do.
We need more flying through rings.
All right, so my idea, real quick.
Saving cars in 2 seconds.
I'm not even going to suggest to go back in the archives because I think it was like last year.
I'm not going
to
go through all the episodes.
Right. Well, you don't want to hear about news about the Xbox One's coming out eventually. You know? but my idea for the Superman game was that Lex somehow hits him up with some... kryptonite powder or something like that, and he doesn't have all his powers right away. And he gets them back. So eventually you're godlike. And that, again, Advent Rising.
Why
can't you just be godlike, but you're fighting Darkseid or something like that? Like
Darkseid, Justice League Invasion. You ever see that movie? It's an animated one?
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah. All right.
And you switch between the different Justice League guys, but they're all kind of fucked up.
Yeah, man.
But also, I'm talking about like a Superman game where he's the lead because you have Injustice, which was he's not the lead, but he's cool in that. And DC Universe Online, from what little bits of it I've played.
I played it extensively.
So like, we need him as a lead in a game. And I specifically picked Man of Steel because it's it's a fresher take on what's in everyone's mind now because they're getting ready for all this Justice League.
Well, once the DCU game came out, I really did expect the Justice League game because they have all the mechanics. They have the speedster mechanic for Flash. They have the flying mechanic. They have super strong, and they have no powers whatsoever for Batman. You know, so but they have the tech dude.
They
so.
Just need to somehow find that Arkham sweet spot.
I don't think they can. Because
they need to think of a good way to really put his powers into use. Because
like, you can't find an Arkham game sweet spot like for Superman.
The Superman Returns game for Xbox 360 had some ideas, but for the most part, it was monotonous and stupid. Like, they had some ideas going, but just
not really, man. I mean, like, I liked the game. I think the only thing that really wowed me was, like, when you hit a certain speed, you hit this sound barrier.
That's not even a wow thing because that happens all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
But like,
where you need your Mass Effect. You need a universe.
The mechanics are too hard to fight because like you fly around and then you're on the ground and then you're like, why am I on the ground? I'm Superman. I'm never on the ground.
I mean, you know, even if they made like,
should I hit him with my? I think the worst part of that game, the hardest part of the game, was should I hit this robot with my heat vision? Frost breath, good breath, punch him in his face. I mean,
taking some like the fight style from the newer Dragon Ball Z games.
Yes,
even that could possibly be implemented and work fairly well for a Superman game.
I could do it.
Yeah, because like I played a little bit.
Want it to be good, Danny. I'm right there with you.
I'm just saying, like, I played Battle of Z, I think it was called, the newer Dragon Ball Z game. And I was like, the fighting style, I'm sure it hasn't changed much because I haven't played too many of the games. But like, it's easy. It's decent. It seems Superman-ish.
Yeah, the Dragon Ball Z game. Krillin. Yeah, without getting like harping on the Dragon Ball Z games because I don't want to get away from your segment. The thing is, if you want to go like Super Saiyan in the game, your other basically the guy you're fighting has to be down with it. Like, it's so fucking hard to do some of the levels on that.
That's your game, though.
Yeah.
Superman in the DCU versus Dragon Ball Z. While we're doing crossovers.
Marvel does it all the time.
Who doesn't want Superman to fight Goku?
Oh, it's been like how many online videos? In the
last or Vegeta 6 versus Batman.
That's people want it.
Just two Epic angry rap dudes battles going
did
it.
Epic Rap Battles did it. And then I think...
Death Battle did it.
Death Battle, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Death Battle.
I like Death Battle.
Somebody get me a motherfucking table to flip.
Good but list, man.
No, that was my list. So.
That was the list?
That was done.
Anybody want to add on to the list?
The Goonies, man.
The Goonies had a game for the NES.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the LGN nonsense. I'm talking about like a legit game.
This might be a shooting the breeze thing, but what they did at Comic-Con for Pacific Rim?
No.
Was they linked it up to the Oculus Rift?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
So you were the Jaeger pilot?
Yeah. I just peed myself.
That's what I want.
That's totally unrelated, but
not like the Pacific Rim game they actually released for like the arcade, which was terrible.
Yeah. All right. Better.
I've said it multiple times. Also, give me a Mystery Science 3000 game.
No way, dude. That is hot boring.
It's called life.
Yeah. Why don't you just go to the movies with two of your friends?
No, give me a whole bunch of stuff to make fun of. Editing.
Just watch a shitty movie with a tape recorder.
Give me some digital beers.
Yeah, but you know, film it.
I'm not a hater, but that's a terrible idea.
Oh, come on. All right.
All right, so that's about it for this show. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It probably wasn't as good as I was hoping.
Walked in dragging your feet like, this is going to suck.
I know, man. Well, I'm tired. So thanks, guys. You guys really pulled it out for me.
Look at Johnny Chalk picked up the slack right there.
I don't think that happened, but I'll listen back. We're going to shoot the breeze. I don't think I have the... I do. Check that out. Welcome to Shooting the Breeze, where everything doesn't have to be a fact. Anyway, what I want to talk to you guys about is I hope they bring it to New York Comic Con, because we are going to New York Comic Con. Assassin's Creed has a booth where you get to be. It's a large.
Oh, I heard about this.
Where you get to be the assassin, like you have to jump from post to post. It's a whole obstacle course. It's an obstacle course. It's a literally live obstacle course with all the cool shit, and even that dive that you take.
That's the end. You have to do the leap of faith.
The leap of faith into one of those stuntman things, and they blow air and shoot a little hay and make that noise like when you fall and shit, dude. It's so cool. It's a
25-foot drop, I think.
It's so cool, man. I want it so hard. But as far as that the Pacific Rim game, I'm tired of seeing all this impressive shit with Oculus Rift that I'm never actually going to get to do.
I know. Facebook bought it.
Like, whenever they're like, oh, guess what? We did this Legend of Zelda thing. And I was like, oh, cool. But don't tease me, because I'm never going to be able to find that on some backwater site, ever. You
know what I found out recently? Because I went to go show my friend the Legend of Zelda thing I was talking about, the original Legend of Zelda through Oculus Rift thing.
Right.
A lot of people have videos of that. Like, how do
you can buy an Oculus Rift?
It's already done.
It's not. It's like a.
I thought it was like an in the
works.
It's
always going to be a half beta.
It's in the works, exactly. Like, but people, it's easy to develop for, supposedly, and people can.
It's like buying the Rocketeer jetpack. It's like, do you really want to buy that shit, man? Like,
I never saw the movie.
I don't see the correlation.
Understand that at all.
I mean, do you really trust that shit? Like,
yeah, I would love
zipping
that.
Around like that. Come on.
Well, like with the Oculus Rift, the only thing is that, like, of course Nintendo's not going to allow them to do it. So it's never going to be.
Well, it's never going to be out in stores, but you buy one, you have some programming knowledge, you could develop for it.
That's a lot of work.
Guarantee you. There's online communities sharing this shit.
Oh, I guarantee. I you're right, but I'm pretty sure Facebook's going to put the no-no on that as soon as they really start
rolling
with it.
That's the problem now. Right. Facebook bought it, and everyone. Right. Why do people like that shit? Facebook.
I mean, again, I've always said this on the show, is that I just that whole virtual reality shit is just never going to be a thing.
No, Oculus Rift could have happened if it wasn't for Facebook.
It's just never going to be a thing. They're never going
to. Unless Facebook is just buying it to not put all their eggs in one basket. But I'm thinking they're just going to do it for more sharing media.
Unless virtual reality was like the movie Gamer, where you're actually in something controlling like that.
And you're killing real people, Danny? Not real people. Why would you want that?
He wants to be in the... Did you ever see that movie?
First of all, you don't kill Gerard Butler.
You ever see that movie? You have Terry Crews dancing in an elevator? No, like, they got the whole other world where you just fuck strangers and other people's bodies.
Oh, well. That would happen.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, until it reaches that level, like, I'm not going to be crazy about virtual reality.
I mean, Sony's coming out with the helmets and stuff. I'd be about the helmets for consoles. As a matter of fact, I'd be for the helmet right now for Xbox, the goggles, in lieu of another TV in my living room. You have your regular TV, and my gaming system, having the eyepieces, would be fine. I mean, it doesn't have to be like the Legends of Zelda again, where it's looking through the eyes, but just the fact that I can play a game with a, you know, kind of immersive, have the headphones on where I can hear it, and...
So you want a Virtual Boy?
No, I don't want
to. Not everything in Terminator Red.
No, but I mean...
They really dropped the ball not making a Terminator game.
They did, but it was impossible to beat. The shoot 'em up
in the in the Virtual Boy?
No, they did.
In the Virtual Boy.
That's what I'm saying. In the Virtual Boy.
I'll do the mic dropper right now. Tron game. Virtual Boy.
But there's blue and red.
That's all blue.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they had more color capability, that would be great.
Weird Tron. Pastels.
Yeah.
So Oculus Rift, get on that. Tron game.
I mean, Oculus Rift.
Or Snake. Fun. Anyone remember Snake? For the
Where
Nokia
could you even
phone?
Purchase an Oculus Rift?
I think
Rift.
I do.
They're like, here comes an apple. Internet. Shove it in my face.
So, like, if I purchase Oculus Rift, let's say it's like $1,200, comes to my house, it's like...
It's probably
awesome.
It's like, probably like a developer's edition.
What am I going to do with it? Like,
develop something for it.
Try and find something online.
Look, I never looked. I never went shopping for
it. I mean, the fact that you got to develop your own shit for the, you know...
But like
system.
I said, I'm sure there's people out there sharing. There's a community of people who bought these things.
You know, to tell you the truth, like, that Zelda thing was cool. I guarantee the game's not finished.
I guarantee it's not as fun as you would think.
I bet you that. Did you watch that video? Old really quick.
That you couldn't tell where the hell he was.
I love Zelda on the Wii with moving the controllers. I just love it. Shield Box and shit like that.
There's some games that it could work well with, like make a Punch Out or something like that, but Zelda, it's too epic.
I'm waiting for either the Oculus Rift or I'm hoping the Xbox One's Kinect to actually move past gaming and just like teach classes.
There's that movie I told you about like a week last episode yeah. before, Video Game the Movie.
Yep.
They do a whole segment of the movie about this. And there actually is the thing, though, where you put on the VR helmet,
mm-hmm.
and you're in basically, it looks like a giant bowl.
Okay.
And it straps you in at the waist, and you're actually running. So, like, your feet slide along the
edge. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
it actually tracks your movement, so you're doing full 360.
Yeah, the ball bearings on the ground?
It's not ball bearings. Oh. It's just the curvature of the platform you're on.
All right.
I think that would be pretty fun.
I mean, all that shit would be cool, but I'm just waiting for Kinects and stuff to take it to the next level where, like...
They won't.
You have to learn... I mean, maybe not full contact like judo, but maybe tai chi, you could learn easy. Yoga, you could learn easy.
Just yoga, you already did that on the Wii.
Yeah, but I'm talking about interactive classes where the camera can be used. Live person.
At that point, just go take a class.
Well, it's easier.
Not hard to come across a yoga studio.
It is hard, though, because people will work 9 to 5s, and then when they get off, they don't want to go to a class. It's like it's much easier to just do it with a live instructor at your house.
Some if you're not motivated some enough to leave your house,
you're not motivated enough to do it.
All right, but like guaranteed. A lot of people don't want to leave their house after.
Somebody's going to make a lot of money doing it. Somebody's going to make a ton of money doing it.
If you did a live class, you know, that was... It would be. I would think that it'd be. I would much rather do a live class via my Xbox than to go out to some place.
If you're in your house, it's too easy to just go. Fuck it.
Not if you have a scheduled live class.
No, it's much easier. I think it's much easier to say fuck it if it's not in your house.
Yeah. I used to work out at my house, and then I joined a gym because I never worked out at my house because it's too easy to just get home and put your feet up and be like, eh.
I think but if you have a place to be, not to have to go.
I feel the exact opposite.
I think people go. I don't feel like driving to the gym.
Yeah, I think if you have a place to be, or you have a class scheduled,
and gym is different. You didn't have all the equipment. I'm talking about yoga. You know, gym is different. You don't have all the equipment.
Yoga's just a mat.
Had a pretty good weight room back in the day.
I find it funny that you're arguing for staying home and exercising, and I'm pretty sure just an hour ago you were like, what, outside, giving me grief because I was like talking about people going outside during the summertime.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying, though. Like,
right, he doesn't want to go outside to the gym
anyway. But he was saying my argument was silly.
Let's wrap this up. This is no longer video game related, so the Giant Shock, I believe you have the biz for us to wrap it up.
You wanna set us off?
Alright, so thanks for playing, everybody. You got what I need. This is for you, Danny. Inside jokes.